Hello, and welcome to the SPDI shareholder call. My name is Lydia, and I will be your coordinator for today's event. Please note, this conference is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, there will be an opportunity to ask questions on today's call. This can be done by logging on to the Webex for this event and submitting your questions via the Q&A box to the right of the screen. If you need assistance, please press star zero and you will be connected to an operator. The hosts for today's event are Michael Bays and Lambros Anagnostopoulos. I will now hand you over to Michael Bays to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, operator. This is Michael Bays, and I'd like to welcome everyone to this SPDI Secure Property Development and Investment PLC shareholder call. Thank you all for being here today. First, let me say, I hope that all of you and all of yours are safe and well during this extraordinary time we've been living through. I would just note for everyone that this is the third shareholder call of its kind. We had one last year on March 28th, 2019, and one again on December 12th, 2019. The purpose of today's call is just to give you, SPDI's shareholder, a brief update of the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on our business, and also the status of the Arkona transaction. First, though, as always, let me just give a quick background on SPDI, what all of you know, but just as a reminder. SPDI is a Southeastern European-focused property and investment company that owns and operates real estate in, as of now, Romania and Ukraine. And we are obviously listed on the AIM and regulated by the AIM. So first, let me just talk a little bit about the impact of the impact of COVID-19 on our portfolio. And I'll start with the good news. We are happy to report that because our portfolio is focused largely on food and telecom sectors and have large anchor tenants in our properties in Bucharest, including Favorit, F-A-V-O-R-I-T, a 3PL logistics operator servicing Carrefour, Danone. We have, separately a tenant servicing Carrefour, Danone, the international food company, and also ANCOM, A-N-C-O-M, the Romanian telecoms regulatory authority, and finally the supermarket chain Mega Image. Our portfolio has experienced little or no disruption from either the COVID-19 crisis or the lockdown in Romania. And as a result, I'm also pleased to report that the company's results for 2020 will not suffer any material adverse effects from the coronavirus pandemic crisis. However, we should report that SPDI has experienced delays, as you might all expect, delays in the receipt of payments, as well as general delays with a lot of service providers, namely, with our banks and service providers, lawyers, accountants, auditors, most of whom are all in one jurisdiction or another ordered to shelter in place while doing their work. So while we believe, and I speak for the rest of the SPDI board, that conditions are slowly and steadily returning to normal, the last few months have slowed things down. Among other things, as you can all imagine, not been able to conduct site visits to carry out property valuation for our audits, and other things you would expect from not being able to physically go around in these jurisdictions, and especially in Romania. And so the bottom line is the lockdowns in all the jurisdictions affected, Romania, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Cyprus, have been slow with respect to our annual audits. So that's taken time. So as a result of all that, SBI has applied to AIM and received a three-month extension. It's pursuant to AIM Rule 19 to publish its annual accounts. So instead of the normal deadline of last month, June 30th, to publish our 2019 financial results, we expect to publish at the end of the third quarter on or before September 30th, 2020. So that's the update and the summary of where we stand with respect to COVID and the pandemic. Let me also, I'll leave the subject of our 2019 financial results, all of which are in line with expectations. I'll leave that to our CEO, Lambros Anagnostopoulos, when I turn it over to him. But let me also say a word about the Arcona property transaction. As you all know, SPDI has agreed to transfer most of its property portfolio, especially properties in Romania, Bulgaria, and Ukraine, to Arcona. All the main assets except for a Greek logistics asset, which was sold last year separately, in exchange for shares and warrants in Arcona, with the goal of creating a larger Central and Southeastern European-focused property and investment vehicle. As previously announced, the transaction has been set up to take place in three stages. Stage one, as you know, was completed, as we announced, in November and December of 2019, and we have received 593,534 new shares in Arcona and 144,264 warrants over shares in Arcona. As for stage two, discussions with Arcona for that stage are progressing slower than expected because of the pandemic and the related lockdowns. But we do expect stage two to be, we don't expect it to be completed before Q4 2020, but we are working on that timetable. And finally, as to stage three, discussions of that stage are still preliminary. One final word on the Arcona transaction before I turn it over to the CEO, Lambros Anagnostopoulos, is just a reminder of the merits, just to come back to why we did this transaction. The idea was that by joining forces with Arcona shareholders, our SPDI shareholders would end up with shares on a much broader and bigger property portfolio with much more income being generated that would have higher liquidity both regarding shares and assets. And as a result, we believe our shareholders will benefit from such higher share liquidity, as well as immediate dividend distributions, and finally lower corporate and listing costs because of the economies of scale. So with that, I would like to thank you all once again for your interest and support of SPDI, for being here today. And again, I just want to wish everybody well and hope you and your families and loved ones stay safe. And with that, let me turn it over to our CEO, Lambros Anagnostopoulos.
Thank you, Mike, and welcome everybody to our call. As Mike Bay said, this is a third in a series of calls that we have instituted to have closer contact with our shareholders, especially during this time period that we are executing the Arcona merger transaction, which some of you have passed on the message that is taking much longer than you had expected, and in fact it is taking much longer than we had expected based on our announcements. As Mike said, stage one has been concluded. It was signed a year ago, early August, as announced then, and it was concluded late last year. And we have received the 594,000 shares of Arkona. And on that point, I just wanted to thank from the depth of my heart and congratulate our advisory board member, our finance advisor, Emmanuel Blouin, who is the leader for this transaction, doing everything from negotiating, analyzing, executing, reviewing, and signing. We did finish, close stage one in December. There are a number of loose ends that have still not concluded, that are ongoing, and we expect them to be finished within the next weeks. Just to give you an idea, there is still things to be exchanged. There is still a loan that needs to change hands. There is still the fact that we, SPDI, have not planned contractually agreed supervision that we were planning to have on Arkona. So Mike Bayes has still not become a supervisory board member of Arkona. And while our management team on site has still not commenced their asset management work that would be supervising the needed work to manage the assets that we transfer to Arkona. All this has been agreed. There's no contest on that. Everything is being processed and progressed. But we bumped into COVID, and just to give you an indication, on stage one alone, there were seven different legal jurisdictions. Stage two, it's six. Therefore, we needed six different, or seven at the beginning, stage one, six and stage two, different legal counsels, all of them to work together, unfortunately all of them from home. So it is much more complicated than we expected it, and it took much more time, but it's going to the right direction. On stage two, we are progressing the documents that need to be signed. They are on almost final form, and we expect, as announced, that they will be signed soon, even in the weeks to come. Yet, as Mike Bayes mentioned, we do not expect closing before the last quarter of the year, Q4. There are signing alone is not enough. There are a number of steps after signing that include, like last year, an auditor's report, a Arkona auditor's report, that starts after the signature. This year, stage two requires a prospectus on behalf of Arkona that needs to include and involve the Amsterdam Stock Exchange. And therefore, there are a number of steps that need to be done after signing. But just to clarify again, there is, as Mike Bayes said, a lot of good reasons why we should be doing this transaction on our side. There is similarly a lot of good reasons why Arkona should be doing this transaction. And Arkona's managing director of the asset management company, Guy Barker, who leads Arkona's negotiating team, has repeatedly confirmed Arkona's willingness to progress, because it's, the same way it helps SPDI shareholders, it helps Arkona shareholders get access to a broader set of properties, to a broader set of countries, including Romania, which, as we know, is the fastest growing economy in the European Union in the last decade. And especially stage two includes two income assets fully let, as you heard from Mike Bayes, to COVID-free, if I may use the word, tenants. So there is will, and obviously when there's a will, there's a way. Unfortunately, time is slipping, but we are confident that we'll make it this year, as I mentioned. As I said, the same way that our audit was delayed, because auditors not being able to execute from home, most importantly because valuers not being able to do site visit to do the valuations of our assets. Similar thing we had for stage two, six different legal jurisdictions, Romania, Ukraine, Cyprus, Holland, Czech Republic, and UK. All of these lawyers need to work together. All of them are working together. It is progressing. Arcona is doing some more due diligence. We have concluded all our due diligence as announced from early on in the transaction. As you can imagine, we also need to do due diligence because we are offering shares of Arcona to our shareholders. So you need to know that you're getting shares of a company that has good assets, which it does, good income-producing assets. So we expect that we hope now that the COVID situation is, at least in Europe, getting easier to tackle with, that things will pick up pace after the summer, and we'll be meeting the deadlines that we announced earlier in July and we repeated today. So just to clarify where we are with the Arcona structure transaction, stage one has been finished. There are some loose ends, but they are being dealt with. Stage two is progressed substantially. Agreements are almost there. Documents will be signed soon, and hopefully this stage two will also be finished by the year end. I would like also to mention that outside Emmanuel Blouin, who is leading the show, Mike Bass, our chairman, is also very heavily involved, especially in discussions with Guy Barker, his counterpart. And I want to thank him, as well as Emmanuel, for the very heavy workload they have assumed and the very successful turnout of this workload so far. I also would like to mention, closing, the substantial support we have from our master legal advisors, Reed Smith, out of London, but covering all jurisdictions. And I mentioned that without their support, it would have been even harder to progress as much. I do not want to say anything else. I think the important thing is to know that as far as our accounts are concerned, it's COVID-related, but we don't expect anything negative. As far as the transaction with Arcona is concerned, it is also the delay COVID-related. It is progressing, and we hope we'll make it on time as planned. And I would like to turn now to questions that we have received and we are receiving from you. In answering them, I will state the question so that you all know the specific question and then try to give an answer. So going into questions, the first question we received states that for assets that have not yet transferred to Arcona, are they effectively on ice until legal title is transferred, or would you entertain any realistic bids for them? The fact remains that assets that have not been transferred are SPDIs, and SPDI's board has a mandate and a fiduciary responsibility to manage them as appropriate. Therefore, nothing is on ice. Second question, which is similar, would SPDI monetize assets if possible, or is that solely a decision for Arcona post-transfer? Same answer. Until transfer is effected, we have the fiduciary responsibility to exercise our capabilities and take our decisions to the benefit of our shareholders, and that includes monetizing or part monetizing if that is the case. Third question, which has been answered, was when we expect the date for the transfer of assets to Arcona. As I mentioned, we expect closing for stage two, which is the biggest stage, sometime in Q4 this year. A related question was put forward, when do we expect the Arcona shares to be distributed to SPDI shareholders? As discussed before, this distribution is cumbersome because it entails administrative steps to be taken in Cyprus. Therefore, we had decided between us that we'll do that once the Stage 2 shares are also received, in order to do it with a bulk number of shares in one go. Not wait for Stage 3, because we don't know when Stage 3 will take place, but Stage 2 will be big enough to execute. Another question was, what is the strategy for SPDI post-completion of the Arcon asset transfers? That gives me an opportunity to clarify that what will happen is, with the transaction, the Arcona transaction, is that we get Arcona property fund shares. These will be distributed to all of you shareholders, but you will still hold your shares of SPDI, who will be much smaller because you would have transferred the assets to Arcona. Still, there will be a company listed on AIM, which will have a number of options on the table, which the board and the management will review and revert to the shareholders with proposals. But until such time that we have concluded the transaction with Arcona, we neither contemplate or dig into such options much, because we focus on consummating the Arcona deal first. The last questions I have received, and I have on my screen, has to do, I think Mike Bass answered it, but let me just repeat the question. Can you explain why the Arcona transaction is beneficial to SPDA shareholders? I think, Mike, is what you said. Let me just repeat a few of the things you said. The joining forces with another company that is complementary, has assets in different countries, gives the opportunity to our shareholders to have shares in a company that has assets in all over Eastern Europe, in very strong economies like Romania, that they do have already, and Czech Republic and Poland. We'll have in their portfolio their assets that will be mostly income producing. As you know, SPDI has not only income producing, but land as well, but that is not the case with Arcona Property Fund, where they have only income producing assets. Arcona Property Fund is dividend issuing, so they issue dividends every year, and they will continue doing so. So they will be sharing into a company that is not only broader and deeper, but also immediate return through dividends and through higher liquidity of their stock. These are the questions we received. So in essence, recapping what we have discussed with Mike, it has been a very difficult year. It has not affected SPDI much, to the extent that our assets were, our tenants for our assets were in the food and telecoms businesses. Therefore, we did not have any issues with them falling out, with rents not being paid. We did have, nevertheless, the problems that everybody else had as we all started working from home. And our service providers did too. Hence, our accounts are delayed. Hence, the Arcona transaction is delayed. But we are confident that everything is progressing to the right direction, towards the correct goal. And we are hoping that soon enough we will get there, and we'll happily announce that Stage 2 is finished sooner rather than later. We just received another question, which the question says, how many Arcona shares are we expected to receive after Stage 2 for each SPDI share held? That, we can tell you that the Arcona shares that the company expects to receive for Stage 2 are more than what it received for Stage 1. It depends on issues that have not yet been concluded. We have not finalized the number of shares that Arcona will be giving us, it will be giving SPDI for its asset. Therefore, we cannot pin down a number. We just know that Stage 2 will be is bigger than Stage 1. A question that says, similar to the next dividend date, on what date will you determine who will receive Arcona shares? As I mentioned earlier, the plan is not to distribute shares before Stage 2 closing. So it's a good question, by the way. I do not know the answer, by the way, but we will find out the answer, obviously, with plenty of time in advance so that shareholders will know. And nothing will happen until Stage 2 is closed, nothing will happen in the next 2 months. So these are the questions I have received. There is a question that just came through. Given the delay, why not just combine stages 2 and 3? Unfortunately, the delay is partly COVID-provided, partly transaction-provided. So just combining stage 3 may add another 6 months to the pot, or more, or less. We will be obviously keeping our eyes open to do whatever is best for the shareholders. So if it is a few more weeks, obviously this is better to be done. If it's not a few more weeks, we would not want to have our shareholders wait forever. So it's a decision to be taken closer to the date. These are the questions that we have received. I don't see any other questions coming in, and therefore we have plenty of time, but not having any more questions, I do not want you to spend more time listening to us rather than being somewhere nice, I hope, by the sea. So I wanted to, first of all, thank again Emmanuel Blouin and Mike Pace for the excellent job they're doing with the Arkona transaction, which is difficult. They, by the way, are involved with all these lawyers. They're reviewing contracts from so many jurisdictions. So it's kind of difficult, but it's excellent work they're doing. I would like to thank you all for being present, and commit that we will again soon have a shareholder call to update you on any either changes or to changes that may delay things or changes that may advance things. So hopefully sometime in late Q3, early Q4, we'll have another shareholder call and we'll communicate to you, other than obviously the RNSs that are being issued whenever is necessary, of any further progress on the transaction. Having said that, Mike, I do not have anything else to add. I don't know if you want to add something else.
No, but I'd like to thank you, Lambro, for your report and for answering the questions so thoroughly and in such detail. And I do want all shareholders to hear my great thanks to you for all the work you've done. I know I speak for the other directors, and I know I speak for the many, many shareholders I've spoken to one-on-one about this, but the level of dedication, everyone, that Lambros has shown this year, last year, the past few years, and always is something rarely seen in a CEO, and we're very lucky to have him. And I appreciate everything you've done, and I speak for many, many people from SPDI for thanking you. And with that, I think unless there's anything else, we should close the call. Thank you all for being here, your participation, your support, your patience, and wishing you all to stay safe.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Hosts, please stay connected.